Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 13th of March, and partly sunny, hot morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect partly sunny, a thunderstorm in spots this morning, and followed by a shower in spots this afternoon, and over the night partly cloudy and warm, a shower in spots late. Chance on thunderstorms is on 60%. Temperatures will be ranging from low 26 to half 33 with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius and also with maximum ultraviolet index on 10 when the sun is out. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is still full, illuminated on 100%. Following is an excerpt of interview with Paula Murphy inviting us to a presentation on Auroville Women Health Survey. Paula, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, thank you.
There's a presentation of a questionnaire about women's health in Auroville on Thursday, 16th of March at 10 a.m. in SIRES conference room, yeah?
At 10:30 on Thursday, yes, March 16th.
What it was all about? What you were looking for, what was the aim, or let's say, what you were pursuing with it?
Well, that's a very good question because that's actually how our presentation starts on Thursday, is what brought this questionnaire about. And it started with me working in Auroville in the field of women's health, doing gynecological care for pap testing and other women's health concerns, as well as being a midwife and helping with pregnancy and deliveries. During the course of caring for women in the lifespan of those activities, I was hearing some things about the way life is here in Auroville. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have a clear sense of what is really going on. And so because of my training in the West in doing research and practicing as a midwife in a hospital and having a little exposure to the concept of using research as a tool to take a picture, take a snapshot of what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to see if I could get some interest going on that subject. And I did. There was a lot of interest, and I was able to get a grant from SIRE and work on a questionnaire covering the issues of women's health.
How many women participated in that questionnaire?
218 women.
So I'm looking forward to see you on Thursday at 10:30 in SIRE conference room.
Yes, very good.
With a presentation of that. But I think that apart, we were talking about there's more topics to explore and maybe start openly talk about them, no?
Yes, that would be great. I also, some people told me that this time of day that at 10:30 in the morning isn't good because they're working. And so I just want to put out an invitation to people in Auroville. If you have a group that would like me to come and present to a group of women, I'm very happy to do that. I'm available at other times of day for that. This particular event, though, this will be the premier event, and my research associate Mikhail is also going to be helping with the presentation.
Are you going to be presenting this also in the secondary schools, like last school and future schools?
I am not interested. I'm not going to be presenting it unless I'm asked in those venues. It would be nice to do it with both the teachers and the girls, the age group that responded. So yeah, the high schools would certainly, future school and last school would be the ones that would be most likely if they're interested. I agree, like with the more people that know, the more things are talked about, the less sensational it is, the more it's just a part of our day-to-day life, and not a lot of judgment and shame and blame and all of that. We can do without all of that.
For sure. Paula, thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
Within our governance, we are looking forward to two meetings, general meeting and another general meeting on Friday and Thursday. On Thursday at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to participate in this important general meeting regarding the TDC restructuring. And they are saying that this general meeting will be to present, discuss and take question on the proposal for TDC restructuring. And secondly, the proposed selection process for implementing the structure, and thirdly, the guiding principles that support the draft terms of reference. Beforehand, we can look at the terms of the reference on AVNet. And the general meeting on 16th of March is an information meeting covering the points: proposal for restructuring the TDC 11 year, why we need to restructure, proposed election process, questions and answers on the concept note of the guiding principle for the term of reference, and information on the draft of terms of reference document. And on Friday, but at 3:30 p.m., also at Unity Pavilion, BCC is gonna hold a general meeting. The meeting will be to relate directly to the community the role and function of BCC, financial overview, overview of the work done by HRT, and some work that are in the process. The session will involve short presentation followed by question and answer dialogue with the community. And members of the BCC are looking forward for our presence and participation. On Tuesday, 14th of March at 4 p.m., at Bavishyate Bharat Niva's presentation on Oral Educational Survey, 1968 to 2013 by Deepti and Suryamai. Within lectures of University of Human Unity, this Thursday at Unity Pavilion at 7:30 p.m., this Thursday we will listen to How Do We Human Communicate with Each Other and with the Universe? The Birth of Science, Arts and the Languages. Lessons are presented by Dr. Siddhar Kumar. On Wednesday, 15th of March at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we are invited to meditation with the Peace Bell by Vera. And also on Wednesday at 5 p.m. but at Kalakendra Art Gallery, Vedic chanting and Sanskrit offered by the members of Yoga Vahini School and students of Sri TKV Desi Culture from Chennai. On Thursday, 16th of March at 3:30 p.m. at Bavishyate, Siro, within our conversations, invites us to Bill's experience on the sunlit path. The Litter-Free Orwell 2017 is coming up. The crew is shouting out to all interested individuals, units and schools to take part in this exciting show with pieces, garments and accessories created from the waste for the Trash and Show. And the second Orwell Trash and Show will take place on the 1st of April. Otherwise, the opening evening would be on Friday, 17th of March at 5 p.m. at Kalakendra in Bharat Nivas, started with Phoenix Band and Noel. At 5:30, at 5:45 performance by Swara Musical, Pick Up the Pulse, and at 6 p.m. performance by Unicorn Collective. They prepare a full schedule of many events going on for the Litter Free Orb. MIRA Women Group will be celebrating International Women Day on March 18, Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Sautru Building in Bharat Niva's International Zone. The day's program includes column competition, dance program with Deepa's group and present dance program, folk dance by Vijay and his group. There's announcements from Foodlink on alerts, which are short emails or WhatsApp messages about what is available from Oroville Farmers this week in Foodlink. There will also be alerts about anything else relevant to the food we are consuming in Oroville, such as when we have a lot of produce available or when the weather has damaged some of the crops. Generally, they accept to do 2 or, at the most, 3 alerts per week. They don't aim to fill up your inbox, just help you to know what is available from Oroville Farms right now, so you can make the best use of it. How you can sign? You can click on the link on Google Docs, or you can mail them to foodlink@oroville.org in and let them know of your preferred mode of staying in touch. Or you go to the Foodlink directly and sign up in the office. And here's also a reminder from Oroville Health Center that all the members of Oroville Health Fund, if you still have any medical bills from the past months at home, you need to drop them together with your doctor prescription and your Pertus account number in the Health Fund box at Aspiration Health Center or the collection box at Sun. And as the financial year is going to end, all the pending bills from April 2016 till February 2017 have to be processed before the end of March. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Soul of India. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see subcontinental drama Salt, made in USA, India, Nepal in 2016 by writer and director Jeffrey D. Brown. Tomorrow they will screen Italian comedy The Complexity of Happiness, made in Italy in 2015 and by director Gianni Zanassi. And on Wednesday we can see interesting documentary drama Nostalgia for Light, made in Chile, Spain, France and Germany, USA in 2010 by writer and director Patricia Guzman. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "After I knew that God was a woman, I learned something from far off about love. But it was only when I became a woman and served my master and paramour that I knew love utterly." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.